What we're going to do is a little exercise, and everybody has to participate. My assumption is that we are all full participants, and therefore we all participate. I'm just trying to think of other assumptions.
You're no stupid answers.
Right, you're no stupid answers. The stupidest answer is the one you don't offer. And that's also the stupidest question, the one you don't ask. I know that in campus ministry, among other places, in Holden and various seminaries, there have been hollers and screams from people about the whole issue of inclusive language. I come at it from a very different perspective, primarily because the Black church is a patriarchal church. And the language, the issue of male-female language is not one of the hot burning issues in the Black church. It just isn't. That is an issue that other cultures deal with. So what we're going to do today is address some of the other language issues that we need to be sensitive to. The way we're going to get at this is by first you helping us to identify all the phrases that you can think of that are negative, which also identify black, brown, red, white, and yellow. And Joe's going to help me write them down. We want to get all your, everything you can think of. For instance, how many phrases do you know that include the word white?
That's mighty white of you.
That's mighty white of you.
White trash.
White lie.
White lie, white trash.
White magic.
Okay.
White puns on do.
Slow down, slow down. Yeah. Joe can't write that fast.
These little lines are white. I didn't get mighty mouth up there yet.
Okay. More?
To whitewash something.
Mm-hmm.
White
elephant.
White
elephant.
White
elephant.
Yeah.
Oh, white out.
White out.
White house.
White
out.
White
out. Some of us
is
negative.
Yeah.
Yeah. We don't want to put any values on them right now. We just want to get them out. No values, positive or negative. We just want to identify them.
White as snow.
White water.
Uh-huh. Okay, while you're doing that, you can start thinking about phrases that you know with brown and yellow and black and red.
Black.
Large.
Yellow peril.
What was that?
Yellow peril.
Yellow peril.
Yellow livered.
Yellow livered, black sheep.
Yellow fever.
Yellow fever.
Yellow streak.
Black magic.
I got the black.
And this will be brown.
Black ball.
Black out.
Black male.
Brown nose.
Brown nose. Whoops.
What else? Come on.
Brownies.
Brownies.
Black smash.
Brown shirts.
Brown what?
Shirts.
Brown shirts?
Brown shirts.
How about red? Red necks?
Mm-hmm. Black beard.
What? Mm-hmm.
Black beard.
Black beard. Come on.
Red shirt.
Huh? Red shirt.
Red
shirt.
Red faced.
Red face.
Yellow belly.
Face.
Face.
Red handed.
Red handed.
What about in the red?
Yeah.
And in the black.
And the black.
In the black.
Red line.
Red line?
Better dead than red.
Good old Phil Oaks.
There's a white Russian is opposed to communism.
Red line. Okay.
Not a drink, right?
White is right. There are thousands more, come on.
Black book.
Black book.
Black hole.
Black hole.
Blacklist.
Red hot.
Red hot.
Browns.
Brown bag?
Yeah.
Brown sugar.
Bubbling brown sugar.
Plain brown wrapper.
Brown bread. Black bread. Brown stone.
Yellow brown rice.
Brown out, black out.
Black out, I know there's brown.
Why does it shoot?
Just red light.
Why does it shoot?
Red light.
Red light, papa.
Black is the ace of spades.
Yellow?
Black beauty.
Black jack. Black mood.
Mood?
Mood.
You have black power up there? Black power already?
Black power, no.
Black is sin.
Brown steady.
What was that, black sin?
Black as sin.
Black as sin.
What else can?
Black hurt.
Pure white. Pure white, original white.
You have yellow.
Yeah. Dirty brown.
Dirty brown. Yellow white bread.
No gray, sorry.
White bread. White knight. Black knight.
Oh, yeah.
K-N-I-G-H-T.
That's the good guy.
White hat.
Black hat. Black hat.
Black sheep.
Black tie.
Tie, hat. And white hat.
Same as John Wayne.
Ooh.
Black beauty. Got that.
Black belt, brown belt.
Oh, yeah.
Yellow belt.
Funeral black.
That's a little lower than black and brown.
Okay, black is...
You have red skin?
Red skin.
Black magic.
Who's that?
She's definitely white too.
Definitely white. If you want to, we can use things like pale too. And for black and brown and stuff,
face.
We can use dark.
Pale
use those synonyms.
Yellow journalism.
Yellow journalism?
Pale face up on white.
Okay. Dishwater blonde.
Dishwater, where do you put that?
Chocolate brown.
Chocolate brown.
Rose red.
Dark horse.
Dark side of the moon.
Kind of black comedy.
Darkest Africa.
Darkest Africa.
Talk about being multicultural. Says something about me.
Black comedy.
Maybe dark under the white.
Black humor. Version of dark comedy.
Dark horse went under the.
Dark horse.
Yeah, Yellow Street.
Yes, up there. Black savage. That phrase has been used a number of times in history.
Red savage?
Red savage should go in there.
Black Sabbath.
Sabbath.
And Black Sunday.
Black Friday, Black Monday.
Blue Monday.
Red letter day?
Was it a red letter day?
A black moon.
Black and blue. I don't know about that.
You mean black and blue?
Black eye.
Black and blue.
Yeah, black and blue, black eye.
What does the Bible say? The sin, your sins will be scarlet. And then something white as snow.
Though your.
Your sins will be scarlet.
Scarlet leather. A big A.
Scarlet sins and sins white as snow.
We've got white.
White as snow, we got.
But sins?
We got sins scarlet.
Would golden boy apply to yellow?
Try it.
Wool.
White as wool?
White as wool?
You don't have red blood American there, do you?
Ah! No white.
Yeah.
Seven dwarfs.
Yeah.
Should we put rose red down too?
Yeah.
You already have it.
Rose red?
Yeah.
White rose.
I am so glad you all observed.
The white rose.
White rose. Was it the white queen in Alice?
The yellow rose.
Was it the red queen, yellow rose of Texas?
Red beauty rose.
Yeah, the brown note.
Brown note, yes, yeah, brown.
Yellow ribbon.
Yellow.
What about black cloud or black sky?
Brown red.
Wrong list.
Or you die now?
Brown red.
Black cloud and black sky, was that the other ones?
Old yeller, not exactly yellow, but.
Yellow peril. That's up there. Oh, sorry.
Yellow fever.
That's up there.
That's up there. There it is, as you can see.
The black death plague?
Black plague.
Yellow jacket.
Ooh.
Isn't there a yellow jaundice?
Yellow drowning of America?
Yeah.
Opposed to the green of America?
Do you have brownies?
Yeah.
Aren't all angels white? As far as
the representations that I've seen.
Crown Madonna. And Black Madonna.
Blackberry?
Okay.
Berries?
Berries.
I think I've seen the Black Angel of Death.
Yeah, that's right.
Unfortunately, in children's literature, the witch is black and the scary things are dark and the heroic bright things are, the good things are basically white.
Like the white witch and the white witch.
Well, there is the black witch and the white witch.
Yeah, black witch.
The white witch.
Even Darth Vader and, you know, the Dark Star Wars thing.
Oh, the Star Wars.
Doesn't that
mean Darth Vader is
armor too?
Yes, you have like knight in white armor.
There was a new cooking style in Seattle called blackened or Cajun spices.
But it was hot too.
Yeah, it was very hot.
It was good.
The blackened food was red hot.
Red hot?
Yeah, that's right. Red hot. You got red light. Could you also have red light district?
Sure.
You've got red light.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking.
Oh.
We have black lights.
Black
lights.
Black lights.
Red light to be stopped or go.
Want me to show everybody to see?
And then there's yellow light for caution.
So now we're going to go through and write positive or negative.
So, where do we start?
What category would you like to start?
In which category would you like to start?
Let's start with the red folks.
Let's start with the red folks.
Okay, let's write them as positive or negative or
neutral.
And I'll put a minus for negative, a plus for positive, and nothing for neutral. Okay, or a check for neutral or something.
Zero.
Sure. In addition to that, you can make a simple chart with, you know, ticking them off for groups of five under positive, negative, and then the four different.
Okay,
That's not a bad idea.
Okay. Rednecks.
The eyes have red shirt.
Negative.
Red shirt, negative.
No, I'd say neutral.
Football, red shirt.
Red shirts.
Stay out of here.
How many say neutral?
Somebody say what a red shirt is.
They're saying it's a football thing.
It's a football.
Yeah, so there are two interpretations of red shirt. That's what I'm hearing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Red card, if you're going to do sports. There is a real thing in soccer called being red carded.
How about red flag? Isn't that a flag on the play?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're saying that red shirt is
neutral.
A zero, okay? Are we all agreed?
Yeah.
Okay. Red faced?
Negative.
Red handed?
Negative.
In the red.
Negative.
Red line.
Negative.
Better red, better dead than red.
Negative.
Red hot.
Positive.
Just a new category.
Red skin. Rose red. Red savage.
Negative.
Red letter day.
Positive.
Sins, scarlet sins.
Negative.
Scarlet letter.
Negative.
Red blooded American.
Positive.
Red carded.
Negative.
Red flag.
Negative.
So we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14.
Excuse me, before you finish adding that up, how does red-blooded American become positive?
Thank you.
I mean, I got some real serious questions to add.
Well, okay, we'll take a vote.
That's just one.
It ain't no promote, it's got to be discussed.
Do it, boy.
You see, red-blooded American, from the perspective that I have, has always been a definition of white folks and where they were going. But it did not include blacks or Indians or Hispanics, so it's definitely not positive.
It's also an expression of nationalism, which I'm
even then, the national norm was set by those who did not take us in account in the consideration of history. And I have some serious problems with that.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds to me like it's a plus and a minus.
No, just a plain negative, because the use of it has always gone with the majority without the inclusion of others.
Yeah, but it's a real plus for a lot of people.
So yeah,
it depends on your perspective.
I do understand what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
But what I'm saying, notwithstanding what you're saying, it has been an exclusion of people, and if it excludes, it cannot be positive.
It also innovates around action without thought. It just accepts it.
Okay, how many people think of, put your hands up, how many negatives?
I'd like you to explain what you're going to do.
It also excludes women a lot.
Yes, women are excluded from red blood.
Okay, how many positives?
You don't call women red blood.
It's a negative.
Cheryl, one comment though. I think if you look, I agree with everything that's been said about what the term means to me, but if you're looking at language, people who use that term use the red and that as a positive thing. So the use of it has been in the positive context, even though we might see it as a negative word.
But we are doing this based on our response to it. You're ranking these negative and positive based on your all's response to this in the language.
So you want the reaction of the group rather than the accepted reaction among the general population.
Oh, we're kind of doing both ends. Okay.
Cheryl, I would also question the whole thing about red light. I mean, I'm not sure what's automatically negative about a red light. It can be a thing of safety if it's a red light. So that depends. For me, it's more of a neutral word, depending on where it shows up. It's not automatically negative at all. I mean, I'm them for red lights.
It's in the district. It's negative.
Should we make red light neutral?
Zero.
Neutral?
I think so.
Okay, well, I've got a lot of friends who are hookers, and they've got a right to their turf.
Right. You're gonna get a lot of, you're not going to get consensus. So you might as well face that and let's move on.
I would say red light.
Okay, let's go to yellow.
I avoid red light.
It's a way to solve it, but let's go to yellow. Yellow peril.
Negative.
Yellow liver.
Negative.
Yellow fever.
Negative.
Yellow streak.
Negative.
Yellow belly.
Negative.
Yellow stone.
Plus.
Yellow belt.
Positive.
Yellow stone is a part. That's what I thought. Yellow journalism.
Negative.
Golden boy.
Both hands.
Yellow rose of Texas. Yellow ribbon. Old yellow. Yellow jacket.
Jaundice.
Not when it's attacking.
Zero. Yellow light, zero. Okay, we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Positives, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
I guess note that no taxonomy is perfect.
That what?
No taxonomy is perfect. There are always things that don't fall into bin.
Of course, of course. Browning of America.
Negative.
Brown nose.
Negative.
Brownies.
Goodies.
Brown shirts.
Negative.
Brown bag.
Positive.
Brown sugar.
Positive.
Plain brown rice.
Brown negative.
Positive. Plain brown rice.
Well, the intended effect of a plain brown wrapper is a neutralizing effect.
Is that what I hear? Is that a consensus? Brownstone.
Positive.
Brown rice.
Positive.
Brown out.
Negative.
Brown stud.
Negative.
What is it?
What is that?
That's when you walk around in a mood, kind of. Pensive. Dirty brown?
Negative.
Brown belt?
Positive.
Chocolate brown?
Positive.
Negative. Too many black children have been referred to as my little chocolate babies. I'm sorry, folks, but I got problems.
Plus and minus.
Chocolate you eat is cool, but that term has been used and it is very demeaning. And when you hear a teacher say this to your child, you know, it's all you can do to stand there and maintain a presence of not saying something.
Why don't you put two categories in?
Plus
just
minus.
Chocolate
and
candy
cocoa.
And chocolate baby.
Brown bread.
Positive.
Brown Madonna.
Positive.
Chocolate candy.
Positive.
Okay. Now, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
This is me.
Black sheep.
Negative.
Black magic.
Negative.
Black magic.
Traditionally, black magic, hasn't black magic been supposed to produce negative, painful, harmful results? White magic was to bring about good things to happen.
Black ball.
Negative.
Black out.
Blackout is
World War II. It depends upon your perspective.
Yeah.
It means your electricity is not working.
Black is night.
Neutral.
Black is night.
Neutral.
It has negative connotations because, again, that has been used historically as negative.
Yes, it has.
Nevertheless,
you guys
have a black night to see the stars.
Black bread. Black beard. Excuse me. Black beard. In the black.
Positive.
Black book.
Positive.
Men may think of that positive. We're dealing with language. Black book. Should we put both the negative and the positive?
Yeah.
Black.
Sure.
Black hole.
Negative.
Black list.
Black
hole
is neutral.
Black list.
Negative.
Black bread.
Positive.
Black is the ace of spades.
Negative.
Black beauty.
Positive.
Black jack.
Positive.
It depends on if you lose or not. Was wailing, I'm telling you, he won the girl.
Black sheep.
Negative.
Black tie.
Positive.
Black hat.
Negative.
Negative.
Dark comedy.
Dark what?
Comedy.
Depends on if it's Bill Cosby.
It was construed as negative, even though the ultimate was not, but dark comedy has two connotations.
Yeah, Bill Cosby or...
But isn't it like...
Or if I'm doing it, I'm doing it as negative.
Black humor. Dark horse.
Positive.
Black savage.
Negative.
Black Sabbath.
Negative.
Definitely negative. Black Sunday. Black and blue.
Negative.
Black eye.
Negative.
Black cloud.
Negative.
Black sky.
Negative.
Black plague.
Negative.
Black death.
Negative.
Black Madonna.
Positive.
Black berries.
Positive.
Angel of death.
Negative.
Darth Vader.
Negative.
Black light. Okay. Tally. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11. One, two, three, four, is that pretty accurate? Okay, mighty white of you, white trash. We're asking you to vote in terms of common usage and...
We don't agree.
All in favor of positive, put your hands up.
For which?
White lie. All in favor of negative, put your hands up. That's brand new information
can we ask, just to get a little clarification, what do some of the people call, refer to that as a white lie?
Just a teeny
that
one.
Is negative.
A white lie would be when your boss tells you when you pick up the phone to tell who's ever calling that he's not there. We all do it in the business world all the time. A white lie would be not telling the whole truth, because by telling the truth you might hurt somebody.
Exactly. No, I understand that part of it. My problem with it being negative has nothing to do whether it's a lie or not. My problem has to do with the fact that you have differentiated and it has become a part of the system of the color structure, that if it's a white lie, that's okay.
It's much more acceptable. Right.
Yes. Yeah. And if it's not acceptable, it's a black lie. And so because of the contrast, that's where I have problems. But lie ain't the issue.
You lie is that.
It's how you referred to a lie is the issue.
Right. We say a lie is a lie.
Yes, I know, but I'm saying the fact that it's a lie is your own emotional reaction and how you have.
Okay, let's finish scoring these.
Maybe,
we'll get back.
We'll get back to this.
White magic. White punks on dough.
Very popular graffiti.
We're going to come back. Other people want to talk about white magic?
I just want
to know what white magic
is.
It's the opposite of black magic.
How can black magic be negative and white magic is positive? It's both ways the same thing we're still talking about.
People who do
do that magic have described it themselves that way, regardless of what color they are. I've heard black people who practice magic describe, and when I asked what the difference was, that the white magic would be not doing harmful things, but doing things that would create a positive color people. So that was, you know, I agree that there, that's all in there.
But I call it the socialization of that, because that's what makes black magic so negative.
What about the song, The Old Black Magic of Love?
Well, what did we do with black magic? Let's finish this and we can get into what you're getting into. It's not time to get into it. Whitewash. White elephant. White out.
Neutral.
White house. It's not neutral, is it? White as snow. White water. White Russian. White is right. White as a sheet.
Well, what is white? What is white as right?
White is right, that's a phrase. If you white, you right. If you black, get back. If you brown, stick around. If you yellow,
that's not a technical. You might want to change it to a negative.
In the context, what you use is definitely
that's what they say. It looks like red
blood. Pastor Featherstone calls this my getting a case of the hips.
Negative,
sure.
Or both, or neither.
Same
as red-blooded
American, which is
negative. Yeah.
Hey,
Carol,
the hips are
negative
behavior, you know. That's right. Negative on that front. Negative. Pure white. Positive. White bread.
Negative.
I don't know one to bread, who all the sponsor. It's a protein and vitamins, one to bread that tastes so great, that make your children grow strong, it's great. White knight.
Yes.
White.
What is that?
Hat.
Positive.
White hat.
Positive.
White.
Oh, that goes on the other side.
Funeral black.
Funeral black.
Oh, we missed one.
Is funeral white?
That would be another name.
Yes. Sorry about that.
Funeral black negative.
Okay, then we have funeral white in India.
No, we have deathly white. We have deathly white. Can that?
But funeral white is the color they wear at funeral.
Okay, funeral white. It's positive or negative?
Negative.
Deathly white.
Negative.
Pale face.
Negative.
Sins get washed as white as snow.
Positive.
White as wool.
What
does
it mean?
I think the Bible is used as a proverb. I don't know how.
What is wool?
Wool is white.
There are positive images in when you write or in literature when you read it. They're intended to be positive images.
So you're saying we should put a positive?
No, I'm not saying anything. I'm just saying.
Snow White,
positive.
White Rose,
positive.
White Angels,
positive.
White Armor,
positive.
We said make this one neutral?
Yeah.
Okay, let's tally it up.
What is White Armor?
White Armor, it's like the knight in white armor, charging on the white steed of white. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2. Okay.
interesting comparison that approximately one-third of the responses here, this is just major categories, about one-third were negative, about one-third were positive, and the last third were either neutral or both. Okay, I mean, I got a D in statistics, okay? And I was happy. So about one-third, one-third, one-third. Look at the categorization of that.
Look
at over 50% are negative. Let's see, we got 27, 38, 40, 44. So about one-fourth were positive. A quarter were positive, about two-thirds were negative, and the rest were either neutral or both. Brown, 11, 17, about half of them were positive. About a third were negative. Does that all add up to 100%? Mm-hmm. Anyway, we just want to look at this. 15, one-third were positive, over a third were negative, one-fifth were neither or. 14, 16, 18, 19, let's say, what's that?
Three-quarters.
Let's talk about that. The point wasn't to come to some kind of consensus about each and every phrase. The point was to look at the phrases you identified, because that means that they're common in your language patterns. You've heard them, you've used them, something, but you're familiar with it. Let's talk about this. The overwhelming majority of all phrases in reference to people of color are negative. By the time children of color reach the age of 3, 4, and 5, they are already fully aware of the fact that they are not equal sharers of the society. They are aware that they're black or brown or yellow or red, and as such, they are on the defensive for the rest of their lives. They are fully aware that white is right. And that's why Whoopi Goldberg could act out that little drama of saying that when she grew up, she wanted to have blue eyes and blonde cascading hair. Because children at the age of 3 in the black community, and there is psychological statistics that I didn't do to prove, there's a book that was put out on race and awareness in children, and they are aware of it. Let's talk about this. How do we deal with inclusive language? And of course, overarching or underarching or in between all this is the sexist language.
Cheryl, a piece that has to be in there is that also psychologically in child development by the age of 4, all children have established values and patterns that they carry the rest of their life, which means that the dominant culture children have also established some patterns by that time.
That's right.
That's the other piece of it.
Positive and negative is also related to how you are related to, and I suppose to some degree your social status too. So if you're predominantly out of one status, you know, you're going to be more negative than positive.
Well, it has something to do more with the values and standards of acceptability in the society.
In the larger society.
And what we go along with, what we collaborate with and collude with.
Right.
It seems like with particularly the black, I would say, I'm not sure when some of these phrases were coined or whatever, they had anything to do with black people. But the difference between, you know, dark and light, having irrespective of skin color, had a value, you know, in people's language, like you're pointing out, and it's in a sense of unfortunate linkage. Now, some of those things don't fit into that category at all. You know, some of them are just plain derogatory terms or something like that. But a lot of them, it's just kind of a value system based on light or absence of light and a value placed on that. And it's just not necessarily coincidental, but an unfortunate linkage there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just have a need to, you know, we've done this lots of times, and I have a need per group that I'm in to discuss this based upon what is one's faith frame of reference by which one begins to even label that. And the issue to me is not philosophical understanding of the value system of what's black and what's white and the interpretation put on it. The issue is putting that on people. I'd like to maintain that kind of a focus and then raise the question as to, you know, what is the reference source that causes us to do that, understanding that obviously I'm talking about religion. One's religion dictates how one uses language, because language is symptomatic of something that's a causality for that language. But I have needs to discuss that rather than the sociological orientations, because that's all symptomatic of something, and few people want to discuss that, because if you discuss this in light of the first article of the Creed, then we'd be in big trouble, for example. Mm-hmm.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
It's two things really strike me here in building on what he said. The category of black terms is by far the largest of the ones we have. Okay, and I think that's probably significant. And the red ones are the next one. Both, in terms of people, both of those groups of people are and have been historically to the whites in this country threatening. And if we're talking about their faith reference, then what that says to me is that there was, this is, we call ourselves a Christian country, and the whites came from a Christian perspective, supposedly. This sort of makes me wonder, or if we could safely say, there is and there has been a pretty sharp categorizing of this is our political life, and this is how we deal with people, and then this is what we do with our religion, and they are not integrated, they are not one and the same. We just can be comfortable with making two separate parts of our life.
And they don't have to even be consistent. They can be totally
right.
Inconsistent.
I'm just wondering how much of it goes back to the actual story of creation, the way the Bible is written in Genesis. Because in the very beginning, there is total darkness, nothingness. And then the first thing that God creates is the light to separate the darkness, to make two forms, one light and one dark.
But God did make two forms.
Right. But
and there was no value placed on
no,
either of them except to say that there was darkness
how
and void.
At some point, possibly people identified the darkness and the void and the nothingness with a quality that was not very positive. And when the light was created to sort of separate and dispel the darkness, all of a sudden, who knows, some of the connotations of that could have started right there.
Very possibly. You in the back, and then we'll come back to you. And who are you
taking? It seems to me that all of us need to be very careful with terms that just sort of points out that reality, and especially from a Christian's perspective, we would want to use words very carefully because they can be very hurtful. Also seems to me very clear that especially we, those of us who happen to be white Christians, should be especially mindful of the harm that has come about through careless use of terms, much less speaking of intentional use of terms, that we need to do that. I think the other thing I just want to say, though, I think we have to realize, too, that certain people do use terms. In the neighborhood I work, there are people of color who can use a term that I would never.
You're absolutely right.
Would never use.
You're absolutely right.
You know, but that, you know, the last thing I simply want to say, though, I have a nephew by the name of Rocky. Rocky's retarded. Anytime we use terms, if you only know him as retarded, then you don't know Rocky.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that says a lot about how we use terms to categorize people, to label people, to box people, and to abuse people. And so it is, I think it's a very crucial issue, and I want to get and say, especially I think we as white Christians need to be very sensitive about this, and it happens all the time in the white community that people use these terms either intentionally, or they have simply picked them up through their history unintentionally. And the way we raise our kids at our supper tables and things has a lot to say whether or not they're going to use these terms.
That's true.
A lot of those terms you don't ever have to use. And you know, you can say a lot of good things without using any of those terms that would hurt people.
The point of this exercise, if we took it to its logical conclusion, would be to say, now, here's a sentence. We want you to change this whole sentence around so it does not communicate racial overtones. For instance, we could take a sentence like, it was a black day when Martin Luther King died, and rephrase that, but it requires a whole different way of thinking. And that's what this is all about, not only in sexist language, but in terms of racist language. We are talking about a whole different way of thinking, a whole different orientation. We only have a few minutes left. You had your hand up, and who else did? Barry did, and Pete wants. Rudy said Barry did. So why don't we take your four comments, and I know the lunch bell's gonna ring shortly, so why don't we begin with you?
Do you have any, I keep thinking that there's some, for example, the night is more dangerous, I think, generally in most cultures, than the day. And I'm wondering, do you have any surveys from Africa of the use of light and dark images connected with positive and negative values there?
I would ask Dumasani that privately, because we don't have that much time.
What does that survey? She was talking to me. I missed part of what you said. I'm sorry.
He'll tell him why.
Yeah. Would you ask him? Like, only because I want to be faithful to everybody's question, and we are running out of time. Okay.
Okay.
He wants to talk to you later.
Sure.
Okay.
I was going to say something similar, just that it might be helpful. It certainly doesn't help solve the problem entirely. I have a feeling that this linkage of blackness with evil, badness, you know, springs from our primeval fear of the dark. And I think it could be helpful to know, I mean, it's gone far beyond that now, and the power of language, the terrible power and the terrible beauty of language.
But what does that also, that has something to say about our faith.
Yeah.
That really speaks volumes about where our faith is. Only in what can be seen and felt and touched.
Yeah.
What we think in life. Barry?
Well, it's interesting. It seems like all these comments are related. You were just talking about the whole creation story, and I agree that there's not necessarily a value on the light and the darkness in that. But then when you get to the New Testament, for instance, the Gospel of John, there is definitely the symbol of light there, and darkness is very definitely has a positive and a negative in it.
It sure does.
I guess I really raise the question is, In addressing the issues of inclusiveness and recognizing exactly what we're doing, is that imagery offensive to black people? Is light and darkness always drawn to equal white and black?
No.
I can understand how it certainly has been in a lot of cases. I guess I'm wondering, how do you respond as people of color to the Gospel of John and that imagery, which is very powerful imagery for a lot of people?
Yeah, we take that imagery for what it is. We don't equate that with human beings.
So that's what I thought.
The scriptures never equate that kind of stuff. It equates it with sin. Mm-hmm. And obviously, you know, black folk ain't got a card on sin. we don't equate that with
human beings. Well, that's why I think that's important to recognize that while we do that, it's not like every time the light and the darkness is equivalent to white and black. And at the same time, recognizing that there are a lot of times that we might not think that it has an impact, especially on kids, where it really does have an impact, because those connections are made whether we want them to be or not. I mean, I agree with that.
Yeah, I just want to make a one final observation, which is part of my life, and that is that I really am beginning to be more convinced of the fact that if one sees blackness and whiteness for what they are, then one can readily begin to put together in one's own mind that whether one be white or black, there's something obviously a lot deeper than that. And the research came out this way for me, which helped me, and that is that whenever the United States was in a major war, all of the soldiers were taught to give a nomenclature or name to the enemy that was less than human, in order, purpose clause, in order for him to kill him. It is very difficult to kill another human being when you have symbols that resonate that this is another human being. You have to have a dehumanizing term, and if you check out all the linguistics in war, folk call each other things anything less than human in order to kill them. They just cannot kill them if they recognize them as human. And I thought that was a fascinating study. And we do that here. We find some kind of name when we're angry for the other person, including husband and wife, which makes them less than human. So that may be what the bottom line is with a lot of this stuff. You know.
It's almost 10 of according to my watch. We've got 2 minutes. Audrey did have her hand up. Can you keep it to 30 seconds?
Really?
You want to keep it to 30 seconds?
I don't even know if I should speak behind that. That's my 30 seconds.
I just know some people want to go to first lunch.
Including you.
Well, then, as long as you get us up to first lunch, you can say whatever you want.